100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell, and a special welcome to the newcomers. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Tribe. Now, Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And in this place, in this lounge, we get to look at these attributes because this is what is going to change your vibration. Yes, vibe is short for vibration. And it's important to look at your vibration because your vibration carves out a path in front of you. And if you're not focusing on something that you want, then inevitably you're focusing on something that you don't want, and you'll carve out a path for that and you will attract it. So my first question to you is always to ask yourself, what do I want? Because I want the best for you, and I want you to know the power of your vibe. Yes? So ask yourself, what do I want? So you can attract what you want. So I was sitting here this morning in London. I can hear the police in the background. The cars busy as ever. And I was thinking about what I had achieved this year. And one of the things that I've achieved this year, which I'm particularly proud of, is my new book called The Difference. And it got me to thinking about, this is the year where we tend to kind of unwind and start to think about the new year and the new possibilities. As you know, as you've experienced, this has been an unprecedented year, a year like no other. COVID-19 has taken its seat on the throne, so to speak, and it has had an effect on all of our lives. And no doubt it has changed your perspective and made you reflect on, you know, what's your purpose here? Why are you here even? It's made you look at things differently, I have no doubt. And I've noticed that amongst my friends, a lot of them have started to write books, which is beautiful. It is beautiful. Writing a book is a beautiful process. And so I thought, you know what? I would love to share with my beautiful listeners on the Secret Vibe Show how exactly you do that. Because I believe that there is a book in each and every one of you. And the process of writing a book, it forms a closer relationship with you as an individual, because you really get to think and to analyze your thoughts and to process your thoughts and to put those thoughts in order before putting it, or in fact, whilst actually writing those words. And I think that's something that we could all do with clarity of mind. Each and every one of us, we have got a story that's hidden inside of us. And the thing is, if you don't write your book, if you don't tell your story, your book, your story is a legacy that you can pass on to the next generation. Your wisdom, it's like passing the baton in a race. If you don't share your story that's hidden in you, it has lost its usefulness, hasn't it? I was decluttering the other day and I found at the bottom of a basket, I found a single penny. And I looked at the penny and I thought to myself, wow, it was buried beneath all of this clothing that I don't use, because it was my purpose, my intention, in fact, to give the clothes and make them useful and put it in a clothes bank so that it can be recycled. And at the bottom of it, there was this 1p, this one penny. And I thought to myself, wow, it hasn't lost its value, but it's lost its usefulness. So you have got a story that is within you, but if you don't distribute it, if you don't serve it as a contribution to the world, to those around you, then it's lost its usefulness, even though it is valuable. So why go to the grave with all of that inside of you? So I would encourage you to become an author like myself. You see, like I said, it's not about you. It's about others. Your story, believe it or not, is a solution to someone else's problem. One of the books that absolutely, I would have to say, saved me is a book called Acts of Faith. And the subtitle reads, Daily Meditations for People of Color. And I would read this book. It's by Iyanla Vincent, by the way. And I would read this book every single day. It had 365 pages or thereabout. And each page, Iyanla recommended that you read it like medicine four times a day. And let me tell you, but that by the end of the year, I had a complete mind shift. I saw things in a completely different way. And so your book, your story can actually save someone else. Your experiences can save someone else. Another thing I would like to share with you is that your book will open doors. Your book will open doors, I hear you say. Yes, it will. Because your book, it serves as the most powerful business card that you could even possibly create. So imagine that you're out creating relationships. I don't like to use the word networking, it sounds too clinical. But you're out there forming relationships. Well, you will be soon. I know at the moment it's probably mostly via Zoom or something like that. And imagine you're in a room and, you know, you're exchanging, you know, formalities and introducing yourself to one another, and you introduce yourself and the occupation that you do. And at the point of giving them your business card, you say, oh, by the way, I've written a book about it. And you pull out a book. Don't you think that you'll be taken just that bit more seriously? So your book serves to make you credible in the field that you're working in. Your book gives credibility to your assignment. And I like to think that your assignment that you've been given here should always be to God's glory. That you should always use the skills that you've developed, your natural talents and aptitudes, use it to serve your purpose. Yes? So your book will open doors. So, and you never know where your book is going to take you. So I have three books, all available on Amazon. The first book I wrote was called She's Got That Vibe. And I talk about dating and relationships from the law of attraction perspective. You know, I'm always talking about law of attraction and vibrations. And my second book, I co-authored, it's part of an anthology, and it's called Blind Spot, Volume 1. And of course, my latest book is called The Difference. Now, on top of that, I have now been invited to write on another book, which I'm now co-authoring as well. You see, so Your book will open doors. It will also drive you to attract more opportunities because your credibility is seen. So when you can say, "Ooh, I'm a best-selling author in this field," and there is indeed a strategy for that, I won't go into that now. It's all about raising your credibility in the field. In fact, in one of my books, the second book, The Blind Spot, Lisa Nichols, she was featured on The Secret. She's also a top motivational speaker, featured in The Secret, Oprah, CNN, Dr. Phil, Larry King Live, Steve Harvey Show. You may have heard of her. She actually wrote the foreword for my book. And she described my story in there, which is called Eve's Story, as phenomenal. So go out and get a copy of that. That's available on Amazon, as are all my books. She's got that vibe, Blind Spot. And the last one is called The Difference. And I just want to add in there as well that if you do get a copy of The Difference, please send me a receipt if you get it from Amazon, and I will send you a complimentary workbook to go with it. That is called Perspective. So yes, let's start talking about that book. So you'll get interviewed on your book. You will get interviewed by people whose niche is complementary to yours, and also from people who are in the same industry as you. Yes, it opens doors to you in business. It can get you in magazines. So this is me talking about the distribution process of things. And also, when you get testimonies, think about Amazon, you know, the reviews that you get on the book telling you how your book has served others is a fantastic feeling. So get your book and circulate it. You have to get your gifts into circulation, and a book is a great medium for that. So you can do it via the audio version, and you can also do an e version. Okay, so the e version is obviously the digital copy of the book, but the niche that is growing the most at the moment is the audio niche. So you want to get your book in that field. Yes. So what is the mindset around achieving and getting your book out? First of all, you have to see yourself as an author. So one of the affirmations that I use is, I am a best-selling author. Okay, God's word tells us that you have to claim who you are first, and you have to give thanks for who you are in order that it materializes. So I claim the fact that I am a best-selling author. I call them truth statements. I don't really refer to them as affirmations. They're truth statements, because there's a process called cognitive dissonance, where your brain, especially if you haven't written a book before, will say, hold on a minute. I want to be right. And so what it will actually do, your subconscious, it will cause your behavior to change to match your new mental conversation, because it wants everything to be aligned. And so you will find yourself doing things to make that happen on a subconscious level. One of the things that I would encourage you also is to get an accountability partner. Get one person, one trusted person, or two people that you trust to hold you accountable to writing your book, especially if you're in an environment where you can easily get distracted. Write this affirmation down on a plain piece of paper and put it in front of you of where you can see it. Yeah, it could be on your bedroom wall. Yeah, wherever you're going to work, I am a best-selling author. So you're creating an environment in which that can materialize. Some people, they like to announce, like I've seen people announce on Facebook, my new book, it's coming soon, you know, which in their mind, it creates that accountability. These people are waiting for my book. I have to write my book, you see, because they don't want to let them down. So whichever one works for you, yes? So how do you start? Well, you've got to turn someday, I'll write my book someday, into now. Yeah? You've got to turn that someday into I'm going to start making a legacy now. Now, what you do is you pick one topic. You write an outline of that topic. You know, what your book is about. Because you're taking readers on a journey. And you have to think of the flow of chapters. And the easiest way that I would say to do that is just get a piece of paper, get 10 sheets of paper. And on each sheet of paper, you brainstorm what you think those chapters will be. There's no right or wrong here. What do you think those chapters will be? And you write them out. And then what you do is that anytime you have a thought, you could be driving. In your mind, because you've categorized yourself, it will know, you will know exactly where to place that particular thought. Does that make sense? Because you've already categorized it in 10 different parts. Some people who are perhaps a bit more techie, they like to use mind mapping, you know, and that's also a very good strategy, but you have to use a strategy that works for you. If you're the kind of person that just likes a pen and paper, go for it. Don't allow things like tech to slow you down or to cause you to procrastinate. So believe it or not, that's a very powerful tip that I've just given you just now, because that was one of the things that was slowing me down. I'm not so much a techie person. I'm just like an old-fashioned girl. Just give me a pen, just give me a paper, and I will thrash it out on paper. Yeah? So do your 10 chapters. Brainstorm on each sheet, you know, generally what you think you're going to talk about. Empty your brain on each of those 10 sheets of paper. And what you'll find is that you could be in the supermarket, a thought comes to you. Write it down on that sheet of paper. And it's great when you do it that way, because what you realize is that you're not actually writing in a linear fashion. You're not writing in a linear way. And so it develops. Before you know it, you've got enough content on each of those chapters that can now pull together as a book. Now, a book, usually 35,000 words. I say don't focus on, oh, I've got to write 1,000 words today. No, don't do it that way. Okay, that will only slow you down and inhibit that mental faculty. So take that as a piece of advice. Another thing that you need to learn is you have to know your avatar. What do I mean by that? Well, you're having a conversation. When you're having a conversation, there is a minimum of 2 people in that conversation, right? So when you're writing your book, who are you talking to? Who is this person that you're talking to? A book is a very personable thing. Who are they? Who is going to be interested in the subject that you're talking about? So you have to imagine this person. Is this person 23? Are they a student? Are they somebody who's spiritual, Christian? Is this person into carpentry? You have to know who you're talking to. You know what your skill set is. You know what your learning is. And you have to think who would best relate to this information. And that will govern the way that you divulge your information. For example, if you're writing a child's book, and the child is 9 years of age, you know that you have to write in very simple language for a 9-year-old to understand. So you see, that's why it's very important to know your avatar. Yeah, know who you're speaking to. So get to grips with that. Start to think, who is the person that I'm speaking to? And then from there, you would now want to form a habit. You have to develop a routine. You have to be consistent. So like I said to you, you have your accountability partner. So you may have said to that person, you know what, check in on me every single Wednesday, for example. I'm a morning person, so it may be every morning between 10 and 12, maybe after you've done the school run, that you want to reach out and start tapping away. Yes? And you might want to do that 3 or 4 times a week. Form a habit. Get into the flow of that for at least the first 30 days, and you'll find yourself flowing. Now, the kind of writer I am is different probably from the way that you write. Perhaps the subject, I didn't need somebody to kick my butt. But what I needed for myself, because I was so fascinated with my subject, is that what I needed was an end date. When do I want to finish this book? So I had a launch date that was set in the future. And like what I said to you before, your brain always wants to be right. So my brain basically said, okay, well, if you want to finish your book by that date, then this and this needs to be done. And remember, this is happening subconsciously. And it feeds your conscious when certain things need to be done to achieve that deadline. So you need to do everything what it takes to succeed. Writing a book is not complicated. You have to have a mindset of, I just did it. Yeah, not just do it, I did it, just did it. It's already done. Yes? Don't get distracted. Focus. And that's why I said, you must write down your goals. Write it on a piece of paper. Yeah? Write down your goals. You've heard that said over and over again. Don't just keep it in your head. Write, I am going to finish my book by this date. And write your why for writing your book. Why am I writing this book? And it will serve to da 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 da. And this is my avatar. The reason why you do that is because you want to look at that from time to time. And you want to look at that. The Bible says make it plain on tablet. Because if you just leave it in your head, it will allow you to get distracted. You will get distracted with everything that's going on in life. Unless you have a strong inspiration to write your book. And you've got that power that no one can deter you from writing it. Thing is, once you're in flow with it and you enjoy what you're doing, your passion will actually drive you and pull you to make it happen. So that is how you get to avoid those distractions. So what is your most valuable commodity? You know, when I was younger, I used to think it was money. But as you get older, you realize that, in fact, time is your most valuable commodity. You've heard it said, probably, that you can always make more money, but you can't always make more time. And I don't know what age you are, but for the more mature folks, haven't you realized that as you get older, you think to yourself, goodness me, the year went really fast. But yet when you were 1 year old or 5 years, a year seemed like forever, didn't it? It seemed like forever. So time can seem deceiving. When you're looking ahead, it seems so far away. But then when you look over your shoulder, it just seems like yesterday. So use your time. Stop wasting time. Who knows how many years you've got left? Especially in this season, this year, so many people lost their lives. Didn't know that they didn't have a tomorrow, that they wouldn't be here next week. All you have is now. And put around you things that are going to inspire you. Like right now in front of me, I have got these lovely words, and I believe it's by, let me pronounce the name, Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu. L-A-O is the first word, the first name, and the surname is T-Z-E-U. And it reads, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And I love that, because anytime I start to find myself getting anxious, I think, oh my gosh, I'm living in the future. And I pull myself back. And I breathe, take a breath in, exhale. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. So choose to live in the present. And in this present moment of time that you have, it's, you're looking at time versus word count. I want you to write to a blocked amount of time as opposed to word count. You see, earlier I said allocate yourself some time, whether it be from 10 till 12, and write in that period of time. If you want to go over, then that's good. But at least you've set yourself a minimum amount of time. And what you'll find is that on some days you really flow, and other days you're just that much more productive. Designate yourself a quiet space. Plan your space. Plan your space that feels like a sanctuary to you. It's free of clutter. It's free of distractions. It's a place where you can allow your mind to soar like an eagle. Get yourself a coffee or your favorite beverage, something that's going to perk you up, some water, cleansing water, and find that quiet corner. Relax and allow your words to flow. Some people like to play a little light music in the background. I prefer silence. And remember to take your breaks when you feel prompted to do so. Okay? I'm a person that once I'm in flow. I don't need to take breaks in that space. But if you feel that you need to, do it, right? Do that. And as I mentioned, remember, have that one accountability partner. If you're accountable to someone that you fear, when I say fear, I mean as in respect. It increases your chances of success. And then set that completion date, just going over that, for, say, writing about 40,000 to 80,000 words. Share the vision with some close friends. And welcome support and encouragement. And here's a very important point. Get feedback from the right people. Now, when I say right people, what I'm referring to is your target market. Can you see how important it is to get feedback from the right people, from the right target market? Don't ask somebody who is not your target reader to give you feedback on maybe a chapter, because they won't connect with it like your perfect reader. You see? So get some feedback. And along your journey, I want you to take the time to celebrate your wins. Celebrate when you get your proof cover, which you can do through any graphic designer. You can find a graphic designer on fiverr.com, for example. That's fiverr.com, or any other medium. Celebrate your first draft of your book. Celebrate your first sales. And I tell you what, just be grateful. Be grateful every step of the way. Celebrate yourself. And then, towards the end, don't skimp when it comes to proofreading your work. Your book represents you, and you don't want to give anybody any opportunity to criticize your work. I remember once seeing a book that was self-published, and it was horrifying. Now, I want you to think about your publishing. Personally, I would say self-publish every time. Publishing route can be very expensive. I've done both. And look at the different mediums like I mentioned. Yes? You'll need a typesetter who will look at the layout of your book, how it needs to be laid out nicely. Explore KDP, which is the Amazon service. It's the Kindle books. Look at direct publishing of your book. And also look at ACX, Alpha Charlie X-Ray. That's the audio publishing arm. So that's just, say,
100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.